The prayer target is endurance. Endurance until they get to the victory. Endurance through the victory. Endurance. Endurance. Oh my God. Endurance. So that they get to the victory, because so many don't have enough to push. Push to get to victorious lifestyle. So many stop or don't have enough in them, so they never see victory. But the devil is a liar. Our King shall see victory. They will have endurance until they get to the victory. What's the victory? I'm so glad you asked. The victory is living the life that Jesus died for. The victory is having the things that God has placed on the inside of them. The victory is them operating as a priest, prophet, and king. The victory is them operating in their gifts and call. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Do you understand where we're going? You know I always make sure we're always on one accord. I want somebody to decree, my King has endurance. I want somebody to declare, my King will endure to victory. My King, Gerald Benton Jr., Apostle Gerald Benton Jr., you shall endure until victory. You shall endure through victory. You shall endure and see the victory of all God has for you. Our King shall endure, endure, endure. That's this. You know, there's a scripture to endure like a good soldier. This is the endurance. The soldier brings the victory. My Lord. They'll be able to fight to the end. They'll be able to keep on going. They won't stop in the middle. Are we on one accord now? Because victory is around the corner. Victory is my King's portion. Victory is my King's now. Victory is my King's now. So endurance. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I'm thrilled about this target, as I am when God shows us what is he having us pray. And so we're praying James 1. Oh, yes. We're praying some of James 1 over our kings. And some of you know lately, God has been asking us to pray specific scriptures. And so I have my honey's iPad. Oh, isn't that awesome? I have my husband's iPad. And we're going to pray James 1. We're going to pray James 1 over our kings. Well, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we first want to ask you for forgiveness. Lord, we want to thank you that you are such a forgiving God. You forgive us as far as the east is from the west. You forget when we ask you for forgiveness. You forget our sins. You forget what we did wrong. Thank you, Lord, for being so forgiving. Thank you, Lord, for pardoning us for our sins. Thank you, Lord, because you're amazing. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. It's easy to bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall be in our mouths, because you are so awesome. You are so worthy to be praised. So we lift you up and we magnify you, Lord. And Father, we're coming to pray for our priests, prophets, and kings, because we're coming to pray endurance so they can see the victory. We're coming to pray James 1 over our priests, prophets, and kings. So Father God, we put on the whole armor of God, because your word says if we put on the whole armor of God, we can withstand the wiles of the enemy. And because, my God, you see us as one, we can sanctify an entire spouse. Lord Jesus, I'm telling you, we are sanctifying a spouse. We are sanctifying our kings. We are sanctifying them in the name of Jesus. But while we're sanctifying, because your word says that a wife can sanctify a husband, and a husband can sanctify a wife. Yeah, how can we sanctify them if we're not one? How can we sanctify them if we don't do some things? Hallelujah. So one of the things that we are inconsistent, we are constant with, is putting on the whole armor of God. So I put on the whole armor of God for myself and for my King. We put on the helmet of salvation. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on our loins being girded about with truth. The belt of truth is on, holding the entire armor together. We put on the shoes of peace. We decree and declare our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the spirit in one hand. We have the shield of faith in the other hand. I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you, Father God, for the protection of the armor over me, the protection of the armor over our priest, prophet, and king, the protection and the endurance, Lord God. When you have on the entire armor, it's easier to endure. La da da ba shikaya. Oh, my Lord. I mean, I know you felt that. I know you felt that. When we have on the entire armor of God, it's possible to endure. We endure what's going on. But our kings, we're decreeing and declaring they shall endure. We're decreeing and declaring they shall endure in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I thank God for being able to pray in unity and oneness. I thank God for us being able to come on one accord. We're ready to pray for our priest, prophet, and king in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our kings individually. And for those who aren't married yet, Father, I'm thankful for those who are sowing the seed of prayer, praying for the king that you have for them, praying for the king that you've prepared for them, praying for the king that's looking for them. Because when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And I thank you, Lord God, for the single women, those that aren't married yet, that are becoming the good thing even before they have seen their king or met their king or married their king. In Jesus' name, we speak strength and endurance. Hallelujah. To the helpmeets, because we're going to decree and declare endurance over the kings. According to James 1, I thank you, Lord God, that my king considers it joyful in the name of Jesus. Whenever any type of hindrances try to hinder them, any trials try to come against them, when they fall into various temptations, my God, in Jesus' name, any temptations that try to hinder our kings, Lord, this is already going to be powerful. So we thank you for this target in the name of Jesus. Any trials, any tribulations, any struggles that try to hinder my king, in the name of Jesus, we're saying in the name of Jesus, whenever that happens, be assured, King. Be assured, King, in the name of Jesus, according to the word. We're decreeing and declaring, it is written, even though sometimes our kings encounter trials, even though sometimes it may feel like he is enveloped in hindrances, even though there are times when there's temptations, we bind every temptation that is sent by the enemy in Jesus' name. This prayer is stopping hindrances. This prayer is stopping those trials. This prayer is having a stand on what saith the Lord in the name of Jesus. This prayer says, King, be assured and understand that the trial is perfecting you. The trial is causing you to have faith. The trial is causing you to have faith. We're stirring up your faith right now in the name of Jesus. Faith is being increased. Lord, increase my king's faith. Lord, have mercy. Increase my king's faith, even though the trials have come from the enemy. We're turning it around for his good. Father, your word says that you will turn things around for my king's good. Lord, in Jesus' name, you're turning things around. Even what the devil meant for bad, God, you're turning it around for his good. Trials and tribulations, things that cause him to feel like he is enveloped in contentment and frustration or anger, in the name of Jesus, if he encounters any sort of trials, my Lord, James 1 in the Amplified Classic, we're standing on it. We're decreeing it. We're declaring it. I'm saying, be assured and understand, King, the trial and the proven of your faith brings endurance. Oh, the proven of your faith brings endurance. So we're decreeing and declaring your faith is enduring. You have the faith that can endure. My priest, prophet, and king, Apostle Gerald Benton Jr., you have faith to endure in Jesus' name. We're fortifying your faith. We're asking God to increase your faith in the name of Jesus. Because you're headed for the victory, you've got to have greater faith in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that our kings are steadfast and they're patient. I thank you, Father God, that they're going through even trials and temptations and even tribulations and coming out. No smoke smelled. No smoke smelled in Jesus' name. Try by fire, but not coming out with any smoke in Jesus' name. You don't even smell like smoke. You don't even look like what you've been through in the name of Jesus, because you can endure. You can endure. You've got the faith to endure. You've got the word to endure. You've got the help me to help you endure in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that according to James 1, we are letting endurance and steadfastness and patience have its perfect work. It's having his perfect work. It's having his perfect work. You may have been through some things, King. My king may have been through some things, but in the name of Jesus, those things are being turned around for your good. Those things are like stair steps. You're going to stand on those trials so you can go higher. You're going to stomp on those trials so you can be elevated. You're going to stomp on those things that tried to stop you, that tried to hinder you, that tried to slow you down. We're removing them in the name of Jesus. So you may be tried by fire, but you will not smell like smoke. In the name of Jesus, you have the endurance to keep on going. You got the steadfastness in the name of Jesus. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you do it and you go through the work. Oh, you don't stop in the middle. You don't get afraid at the beginning. We bind the assignment of fear in Jesus' name. You won't even have fear of what the enemies tried to do in the past. Oh, no, because you are coming out on top. You are victorious. We decree and declare victory over you, victory through the trials, victory through the temptations, victory through anything that the enemy has tried to use in the bloodline, the enemy tried to use previously, the enemies you saw before, you shall see no more because you have victory in the name of Jesus. You have victory to do what Jesus has called you to do in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that it is perfecting my king. It's developing my king. There will be nothing missing and nothing lacking. There are no defects. Ah, Jesus, you may have gone through some things, but there are no defects. You may be going through some things, but you won't look like it. You may have gone through some things, but you're going to come out better in the name of Jesus because you're not stopping in the middle. You're not going to even stutter step. You're going through some things so you get to the victory. You are at the finish line, my God. You are crossing the finish line. We see it. We believe it. We stand on it in the name of Jesus. We stand on the word of God according to James 1. Whatever the enemy tried to do, now God is turning it around for your good. Woo! It's turning around for your good, King. It's turning around for your good, King. You have power, love, and a sound mind. You won't even have to be fearful of trials and tribulations. You won't even have to worry about trials and tribulations. We annihilate trials and tribulations in the mighty name of Jesus. You have victory through the trials. You have victory through the various temptations. My God, in Jesus' name, even temptations the enemy tried to send, that tries to move you to the left or to the right, we're decreeing and declaring through this prayer, you're pressing toward the mark of the high calling. What's the high calling? You're pressing toward the mark of victory. You're pressing toward the finish line. You're pressing and you shall arise in the name of Jesus and be better than you were before in the name of Jesus. This scripture says it's perfecting you. It's developing you. There are no defects and you lack nothing. You lack nothing. No good thing will God ever withhold from you. You lack nothing. You may have had some trials. You may have had some temptations, but you lack nothing. You are moving forward in Jesus' name. What was done before will not be done anymore in the name of Jesus. All things are passed away. So I'm decreeing and declaring, and I'm standing on the word, and I'm coming into agreement with other helpmeets in the name of Jesus. What is happening through this is you are coming out bigger, better, and amazing in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Our kings are coming out better. Our kings are coming out greater. Our kings are coming through this in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. The old things are passed away. Behold, we shall behold a new king. We shall behold them operating in their new. We shall behold them operating in their upgrade. We shall behold them enduring until the new. I'm decreeing and declaring every king represented is enduring to the get to the new thing, enduring to the get to the new, enduring to the victorious new, to the new that's victorious. My God, in the name of Jesus, they're holding on. They're enduring in Jesus' name. They're holding on. They're coming out bigger, better, and amazing in Jesus' name. If I can't see that, if I can't believe that, God forgive me. If I can't visualize that, God forgive me. If I'm going to be good help, I got to see you victoriously. If I'm going to be good help, and I am in Jesus' name, I'm decreeing and declaring my king has the help to endure. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm decreeing and declaring my king has the help to endure, because I want to see him victoriously. I see it in the spirit. I'm calling it in the natural, because I'm going to pray it until I see it. And then when I see it, I know how to cover it in prayer. I know how to protect it. I know how to discern and watch what the enemy is trying to do in Jesus' name. Oh, but the enemy is no longer victorious because God is victorious. The enemy is no longer victorious because my king is victorious in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. If there is any deficiency in wisdom, we are speaking wisdom. We are speaking wisdom being the principal thing. I'm decreeing and declaring, not only does my king have wisdom, but he has understanding. Hallelujah. He is asking for wisdom. I'm declaring we can ask on behalf of our king. Bring wisdom, God. We are one. Bring wisdom, God. Bring wisdom to my king to endure. Wisdom to my king to get through the trials and tribulations. Wisdom to come upon our kings. If there's any need for wisdom, he has the ability to ask. So I'm asking. We are asking on behalf of our kings. Ask God. Your word says we're one. God, your word says we can stand in agreement. God, your word says we can stand and sanctify them. So we are asking on behalf of the kings that are on, the kings that are coming into agreement. We are asking on behalf of the kings, bring wisdom. I'm speaking wisdom to endure. Wisdom to endure in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any deficiency in wisdom, wipe it out, God. Wipe out the deficiency and they go into the overflow. Woo! Wipe out deficiency, annihilate deficiency in wisdom. And we decree and declare an exceeding abundantly above all they could ask or think amount of wisdom. Overflow in wisdom. He has wisdom to do what's right. He has wisdom to do what's holy. He has wisdom to endure hardship as a good soldier. I'm decreeing and declaring, because you said when we decree a thing, God, it's established. I'm establishing supernatural wisdom is coming to my king to endure. Supernatural wisdom is coming to the kings that are represented. Supernatural wisdom, because your word says if we ask God, he gives it liberally. Give wisdom to my king liberally, God. Give wisdom to my king, God. Give wisdom to my king, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give wisdom to my king. I'm declaring it. I'm decreeing it. Give wisdom to my king, God. I'm decreeing it and declaring it. We're coming on one accord. Wisdom is coming to our king because God gives it liberally. Wisdom is coming to our king because there's no grudge in what God is doing. In the name of Jesus. God doesn't fault find. God doesn't fault find. He gives wisdom. God let it go, so he's giving wisdom. God forgave my king, so he's getting wisdom. It's given to our kings liberally. Kings are overflowing with wisdom to be a priest. Kings overflowing with wisdom to be a prophet of his family. Kings overflowing with being a king of his home, governing his home, doing what God has called him to do. Kings overflowing with wisdom on how to get out of situations and circumstances that they've never been able to come out of before. Kings overflowing with wisdom how to lead their family. Kings overflowing with wisdom how to get through temptation, how to come out not smelling like smoke. When I tell you, God is giving us the power to say in Jesus' name, there's no deficiency in our king's wisdom. We have wise kings. We have wise husbands. Father, in the name of Jesus, wisdom is their principal thing. And even in all they're getting, they're going to get understanding. Not only do they get the wisdom, not only is God giving him wisdom in the name of Jesus, he's giving wisdom liberally. He's also decreeing. We can also decree they have understanding. They have understanding. They have understanding in the name of Jesus. They have understanding in Jesus' name. No wavering in his faith, no hesitation in his faith, no doubting in his faith in the name of Jesus. They're going to stand on faith. We have kings that believe. We have kings that believe the word. We have kings that believe in their assignment. We have kings that believe they can do it. We have kings that believe that they can endure in Jesus' name. When they have wisdom, when they believe, when they stand on the word, when they're operating in wisdom, they can endure. It's the wisdom that's allowing them. It's the faith that's allowing them to endure. It's this prayer that's allowing them to keep on going. It's knowing that they are the priest, prophet, and king of the home. It's knowing God would never leave them, no, nor forsake them. It's causing them to endure to the new thing. It's causing them to endure to get past the old things. It's causing them to endure to stick with it. The steadfastness is coming upon our kings. The steadfastness. Oh, King, you can do it. Apostle Jera, you've got endurance in Jesus' name. Your endurance just went to the next level. You've got supernatural endurance. You got the wisdom of Solomon. You got the wisdom that God gives liberally in the name of Jesus. And now we're decreeing and declaring. There's no wavering or no doubting in your faith. Glory to God. You, there's no wavering and no doubting in your faith in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that the kings have an increase of faith and endurance. I'm thanking you, Lord God. There's no hesitation in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that there will be nothing that will push them to the left or nothing that will push them to the right or nothing that will even cause hesitation. Nothing that will cause doubt, whatever caused doubt in the past, whatever caused my king to doubt his ability to operate, have to doubt his ability to endure to the end, whatever caused my king to cause my king to doubt, we remove it and eradicate it. We eradicate doubt in the name of Jesus. There's no doubt in his faith. There's no hesitation. He is steadfast and he is unmovable. He is operating in faith in Jesus' name because he would not be moved thither. He would not be moved hither. He is not going to be moved by the wind in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in Jesus' name, you shall ask. You shall ask of the Lord for endurance and he will give it to you. You shall ask of the Lord endurance and he shall give it to you in the name of Jesus. And because of this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, because we've prayed for endurance, because we've prayed for steadfastness, because we believe God's word in the mighty name of Jesus, we decreed it, we declared it. And because we decreed it, because they now have the faith that God has asked of them in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, we can command single-mindedness to come forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Because when double-mindedness tried to hinder my king, when double-mindedness tries to come against our king, we stood on the endurance of James 1. Hallelujah. And we're declaring they are stable. We're decreeing and declaring they will remain stable. Oh no, the assignment of double-mindedness has just been aborted. Ah, Jesus, the assignment of double-mindedness has just been eradicated. We push it out. We stomp on double-mindedness in the name of Jesus. Any demonic assignment that has tried to come through the root of double-mindedness, because we stood on the word, because they are now able to endure, because we prayed for the wisdom, because we decree and declare there will be no doubt. There will be no wavering. They are single-minded. Come forth, single-mindedness. They are steadfast. They shall endure and they won't be moved. And there will be no double-mindedness. There's no place for this curse to land. Oh, a curse has to have a place to land. A curse has to have a place to land. So we just remove the curse of double-mindedness. We removed it in the name of Jesus. Double-mindedness, that spirit in Jesus' name. We're declaring our kings have the mind of Christ. So double-mindedness has no place to land. Double-mindedness cannot hinder me or my king in the name of Jesus. He would not be think this way on this day and another way on another day. He will not stop and start in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, the double-mindedness has been crushed in the name of Jesus. Because my king can endure, because the hardship might come, but he knows how to keep on going, because trials and tribulations and temptations are sent by the enemy. Yeah, we understand the weapon may form, but it won't prosper. The weapon may form, but it won't prosper. My king has on his helmet of salvation. My king has the mind of Christ. We anoint their heads with oil. We anoint and lay our hands on their head, on our heads, and represent their heads in the name of Jesus. Single-mindedness come forth. Oh yes, you can do it. You don't have to worry about thinking you can do it today and not thinking you can handle it tomorrow. You don't think you're holy today and not think you're holy tomorrow. No, single-mindedness come forth. When the thief is caught, the devil says, the devil thinks he had my king, but no, that he's a liar. The devil thought he had him in a spirit of double-mindedness. No, he's got to help me. That's decreeing his endurance. Because the Bible says, when we decree this thing, That's what the word says. That's what the word says. So we're saying in Jesus' name, there's no lukewarm spirit. There's no wishy-washy spirit. We crush that now in the name of Jesus. They're going to do what God has called for them to do. They're going to stay in the straight and the narrow way. They're going to stay in the straight and narrow way, left and right and moving and to and fro. And when the wind blows, they stand firm. When the winds of life are blowing, when the winds of life are occurring, they are able to be steadfast and unmovable. They are enduring even hardship. They're coming. They're coming through. They're coming through. They're coming through. They're coming through. They're enduring until the victory in the name of Jesus. They got the faith to endure. They've got the wisdom to endure. They've got the steadfastness to endure. They understand what is, and they are assured. There's an assurance. There is an assurance in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you, Father God, that even when the devil thinks he's surrounding our kings, he's a liar. We remove every barrier. We remove every barrier through this prayer. Every barrier that tries to catch our kings off guard, he's able to endure. Oh, no, you won't catch my king off guard because I'm on guard. You won't catch my king off guard because he's got a helpmeet that's suitable. You won't catch my king off guard because there's a watchman in the tower. There's an intercessor. There's someone standing in the gap. There's someone watching as well as praying in the name of Jesus. So keep going. Keep going, King, because the barriers have been removed. Keep going, King, because I'm pulling down strongholds and high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Keep going, King. You've got the endurance because you've got help. You've got the endurance. You've got someone to come into agreement with. You've got the endurance. I believe in you in the name of Jesus. So there will be no double-mindedness in our relationship. There will be no double-mindedness in our marriage. There will be no double-mindedness in this assignment in the name of Jesus, because there's steadfastness and endurance. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. There's a help me on guard. There's a help me in the watchtower. Or I think I see a help me in the watchtower. Also in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a help me in the watchtower, devil. You better go back to the pit of hell. There's a help me in the watchtower. I love that. There's a help me in the watchtower. You have given my king wisdom liberally in the name of Jesus. And you are not fault finding, God. So I would not be fault finding. Glory to God. You are not fault finding, God. So I refuse the spirit of being a fault finder in Jesus' name. I refuse it. We refuse that spirit to operate in our marriage. We evict the spirit of fault finding and say in Jesus' name, we're enduring. We're enduring. We shall have endurance. Our king shall have endurance in Jesus' name. They're standing flat-footed in Jesus' name. It's a flat-footed spirit. It's a spirit of being flat-footed. Oh, I'm standing and I'm going to keep on standing. I decree and declare we have kings that say, I'm standing and I will keep on standing. Apostle Jared, you shall stand and keep on standing because your loins are girded about with truth. You've got the endurance you need. You've got the endurance you need. You've got the endurance that's necessary in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We evict everything outside of this word. We're standing on James 1. James 1 is my king's portion. James 1 is my king's portion. We're decreeing and declaring they are stable. They are stable because they've been prayed for. We're not allowing the spirit of instability to come and infiltrate our kings. No, they are able to stand firm. Fortify their ability to stand, God, because they are enduring till the end. They shall endure till the end. They shall endure all hardship. They will not miss the victory. They will not miss the promised land. They will not miss what God has said. They will not miss their assignment in the earth. They will not miss because they shall endure. Keep going, King. Keep going, King. Keep going, King. Keep going, King. Victory is your portion. Keep going, King. Stand firm. There's a a wind on your back in the name of Jesus. We put a wind in your back to keep going. We put a wind in your back to get to the victory. And when hardship comes, it's all right because you're steadfast. You shall endure while you're moving forward. You shall endure while you're doing what God has said you can do. You shall endure to see the victory. Victory is yours. Victory is yours. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. It's victory. It's the time of victory. It's the time of victory. Overflow is your portion because you have endured. The prize is yours because you have endured. You shall run the race that God has set before you, and you will run it with endurance. You are running the race. You are running the race and you're getting through everything that may have been set in your way. There are no distractions. We remove them. There are no distractions. We remove them. Any hindrances, any debris, we wipe it out in the name of Jesus. We wipe it out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're enduring until the victory. We see the victory. We see the victory. Uh-oh, look up. Look up, King. Look up, King, for the finish line. Look up, King, you're enduring. Look up, King, get up. Get up. A righteous man falls and he keeps getting back up. I'm declaring you are righteous. I'm decreeing you are righteous. So get back up and endure. Get back up, King. The race has already been won. The race is fixed. The race is yours. You are the winner. And not only are you the winner, but supernaturally, they're all winners. Isn't that beautiful? Only God can do that. You're a winner, and you're a winner, King, and you're a winner, and they're all winners. My God, because they're only running the race that is set before them, so they are automatically a winner. They're running their race. They're not even having to compete. Every king is running their individual race, and every king has endurance for the victory, victory after victory. And then you're going to help others be victorious in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Decree that thing. You were created to win. You were created to endure until the end. You were created to lead others to the end, to help others get to a place of victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will win. Not maybe. It's not a maybe. It's not a thought. It's already done. I'm declaring the victory. I'm declaring your ability. We speak endurance to your body, endurance to your mind, endurance to your help in the name of Jesus. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might to endure. You're created to endure. You're created to get back up. You're created to get to the victory. You're created to win in the name of Jesus. You shall win. Hallelujah. We're speaking endurance in your thought process. Endurance to get through temptations. Endurance to get through anything trying to hinder your mind in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. My Lord, I thank you, Father, that they have the heart to endure, the leg strength to endure, the wind in their back to endure in Jesus' name. They shall win. They shall win. They shall win. You shall finish your race with strength, with dignity. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Strength and dignity is your portion. We honor you because you've won. We honor you because you're victorious. We honor you because even the process, it may have seemed impossible, but nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. You're doing and you're running this race, and Jesus is beside you. He'll never leave you. He won't forsake you. So he's running the race with you. When you feel like you can't go on, Jesus is right beside you. In the name of Jesus, you are a winner. You are an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony. You're an overcomer, King, so endurance is your portion. You're an overcomer, King, so victory is yours. Because nothing is impossible. You are victorious. You are victorious in the name of Jesus. We crush backlash and retaliation. Anything trying to set itself against this prayer. Our King shall endure even past temptations and trials in the name of Jesus. The single-mindedness is restored. The single-mindedness is restored. They are stable. Stable priests, prophets, and kings. Stability. We speak it, we decree it, we declare it. They are stable. Whatever the demonic attack, whatever generational curse that was sent to try to cause our kings to be unstable has been removed and crushed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil tried to send instability, but he's a liar. Trying to cause them to waver. The devil is a liar. They have what's necessary to endure. They endure their own assignment. They endure and they run the race. They endure and they're operating in their priest, prophet, and king role. They're enduring and they're operating in the gifts and callings God set before them. They're enduring till the victory in Jesus' name, with stability, with strength, with honor. With stability, with strength, and with honor, you are victorious. You have endured. You have the endurance to get to where God has called you to get to and bring others. Not only do you have the endurance for your race, but you have the endurance to help others. Not only do you have the endurance to help to run a victorious race for yourself, but you have enough endurance to help others. In Jesus' name, you are an overcomer, King, and you shall win. You are a winner in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bind backlash and retaliation. Nothing's missing from this prayer. Nothing's lacking from this prayer. The enemy has met a match. My Lord. And we can send his assignments back to the pit of hell. We don't have to accept anything except what the word says. It is written, our King shall endure in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They have the faith, the wisdom, the resources to endure in Jesus' name. They have the faith, the wisdom, the resources, and the help to endure in Jesus' name. They've got the faith, the resources, the wealth, the wisdom. Whatever's necessary to win is your portion. Whatever's necessary for you to endure, whatever's necessary for you to come out on top, whatever's necessary for you to win your race, whatever's necessary for you to get to the victory, it is your portion. It is your portion. It is your portion. They have the faith, the wisdom, the wealth, the resources, the help to endure. My God. My God. You have what you are in need of. King, you have what you are in need of. Hallelujah. You have what you are in need of in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, it's your portion. You have what you need. You have what you need. You have good help. You have what you need. You have good help. You have good help. So you have what you need in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You lack nothing. You lack, Apostle Jared, you lack no good thing. You lack no good thing. Because you have good help, because you are enduring, because God is with you, you lack no good thing. Woo! You lack no good thing because you have a good thing. I'm telling you, you lack no good thing because I am your good thing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. They're enduring. They're not getting weary. There's no weariness, no tiredness, no defeat. Oh, Jesus. No weariness, no tiredness, no defeat. Assignments of weariness, tiredness, or defeat. You have been shut down in the name of Jesus. no weariness, no tiredness, no defeat. No weariness, no assignment of tiredness, no defeat. You are victorious. Weariness, tiredness, or defeat does not exist. You will not get weary in well doing. You will not get tired during your race. Yeah, no weariness, no tiredness, no defeat. Those assignments have been sent back to hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strike down weariness, tiredness, or defeat. You have no place anywhere near my king. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No weariness, no tiredness, no defeat. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a wind on your back. There's a wind on your back. There's a wind in your back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the endurance. My King's endurance is intact. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, no weariness, no tiredness, no defeat. No defeat. Why does the spirit of defeat think he's going to rest in my king? No, none of that. None of it. It's not allowed. It's vetoed. Defeat is vetoed. Keep pressing. Keep pushing. You got this. Keep pressing. Keep pushing. You've got this. Keep pressing. Keep pushing. You've got this, King. You've got this, PPK. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. We destroy every assignment trying to get our kings not to be able to endure. Oh yeah, they've got it, they've got it, they've got it, they've got it, they've got it. Yes, in Jesus' name, we defeat defeat. Yeah, 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 I like that. Hallelujah. Okay, Jesus. Victory belongs to our kings. They're winning. They are triumphant. They're number one. They're pushing. They're pressing. Victory. Nothing less. Victory. Nothing less than endurance until the victory. Endurance through to victory. Endure, endure, endure. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. They have won. It's already done. They have won. Hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I honor you, King, for being on. I honor you. Yes, this is a winner's prayer. The kings are pressing. This is a prayer for winners, and our kings are winners in Jesus' name. I'm so thankful for every one of you in Jesus' name for coming into agreement, for coming on one accord to decree and declare oneness in Jesus' name.